Tuesday, the 29th of April, 1913. Slayer's handprint left on arm of girl, Atlanta, Georgian. Tuesday, April 29th, 1913. Hope for apprehension of the slayer of Mary Fagan has come to the police with the discovery of distinct fingerprints stamped in blood on the sleeve of the dead girl's jacket. The discovery was made by a Georgian reporter in the course of a minute inspection of the girl's clothes yesterday evening. The fingerprints are on the right arm of the light silk dress. The imprints of two fingers are just below the shoulder, staining purple the lavender of the child's dress, and penetrating to the arm, as if they were established at the pressure of powerful fingers grasping her arm. A third print is that of a thumb, blurred somewhat as with a great pressure, but offering possibilities of analysis. With the discovery of the fingerprints, detectives employed in the case believe they have a tangible clue. The Bertillon system of detection will be brought into play, and suspects will be placed through its unfailing catechism. The search for other fingerprints will be made zealously. Detectives of the Pinkerton Agency, several of whom are on the case, are known to affect largely this mode of detection, on the theory that every man has his distinctive fingerprints, and that the impressions of the fingers of no two individuals are identical. The evidence borne in fingerprints is regarded as conclusive in modern courts. On this fact, the police of Atlanta today are hoping more firmly than ever that they will be successful in their trail of the man who killed little Mary Fagan. Dr. J.W. Hurt, county physician, conducted last night a close examination of Mary Fagan's body in the effort to determine the nature of the injuries inflicted by her brutal slayer. He entered alone the chamber in which the dead girl lay, and at the conclusion of its inspection, refused to make a report of what he had found out.